All rise, please. Good morning, everyone. We are gathered here in the presence of Almighty God to unite Steve and Becky in marriage. The Bible teaches that marriage is to be a permanent relationship between one man, one woman, freely, totally committed to each other as companions for life. With all that being said, who gives this bride in marriage?
Her mother.
Amen. Steve, would you receive your bride and you guys follow me? And would your congregation remain standing, please? Let us pray. Father, we rejoice in Jesus' name for this day. For indeed, Lord, this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we've come, O Lord, to be witnesses as you make this couple one. No one can do that but you, Father. We praise you for this moment. May all that we do now bring glory to our Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. The church says,
amen.
You may be seated. Before I read from the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, which I know that the both of you know very well, you know, the world that we live in today, and I don't fault them for that, but they have this idea that marriage is, well, it's like a legal contract. And it is a legal contract, but it's much more than that. Because a legal contract and a marriage license and a justice of the peace or a pastor cannot take two incredible people like you and make them one. Only God can do that. Only God can bring together two so unique, male, female, two different emotional makeups and blend them together and make them one flesh. Only God can do that. With all that being said, the Bible teaches us, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, the head of the church. He is Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Wives, Becky, submit yourself unto your husband as unto the Lord. That's one of the most abused words, probably in Christendom, also in the world. Man has made that beautiful word, submit, a bad word. Pastors have even made it a bad word. But in the eyes of Almighty God, it's one of the most beautiful words from heaven because it comes from Him. So when we talk about submission, that word, it's what the Bible teaches us. The husband and the wives is submitting yourselves unto the Lord, in the fear of the Lord, submitting yourselves one to another. So it's both of you know the Lord. You're mature Christians. So it's not her will and it's not your will, but it's both of you saying, I want His will. Amen. So, Steve, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, and that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, and he that loveth his wife loves himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but he nourishes it and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto the wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Only God can do that. Husbands, Steve, love your wife as Christ loved the church. What an incredible command. It's not the suggestion. It is a command from God. We all know that that word love is meaning is God's love, and that sacrificial love to protect her, to care for her. That love says this. Since it's a verb, it means more than just saying to Becky, I love you, and I know you do. But it's to demonstrate that love. And I don't have a doubt that that'll be demonstrated, Becky, to you the rest of your life. Amen? Now, I almost lost my place out there, you know what I mean? I got so emotional there. So what is the next thing, Pastor Bill, are you supposed to do? So God is so good. Steve and Becky, it is your confession before all people that are present that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen. That I make this charge to all that are here, that in the eyes of Almighty God, they're saved. They love the Lord. They're mature believers. They have prayed. I know they have prayed with all of their hearts. They believe, and I believe, and you all believe that they are in the perfect will of God to be married. Amen?
Amen.
So with all that being said, from now until the end of the age, woe be to any person, friend, relative, that would do anything to cause this marriage to be anything but prosperous and godly and holy in the eyes of Almighty God. So what God is about to join together, let no one ever, ever put us under. Steve, do you take Becky as your wife, as your own flesh, to love her even as Christ loves the church, to protect her, care for her for the rest of your life?
I do.
Then turn and make this profession of your faith and love to her. I, Steve, according to the word of God.
I, Steve, according to the word of God.
Leave my father and mother. This is a great day.
Leave my father and mother.
I join myself to you.
I join myself to you.
To be a husband to you.
To be a husband to you.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
We shall be one.
We shall be one.
Becky, do you take Steve as your husband, submitting yourself to him as unto the Lord, showing reverence to him as the head of this union for the rest of your life?
I do.
Then make this profession of your faith and love to Steve. I, Becky, according to the word of God.
I, Becky, according to the word of God.
Submit myself to you.
Submit myself to you.
To be a wife to you.
To be a wife to you.
From this moment on.
From this moment on.
We shall be one.
We shall be one.
May I have Becky's ring, please? You know, a ring is a precious thing. It's a never-ending circle indicating the never-ending love of God, meaning love never fails. So I want you to wear these rings, both of you, as a reminder of your commitment that you're making this day and also your commitment unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So Steve, take this ring, place it on Becky's finger. As you do, say this to her. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
It is a token of my love for you.
It is a token of my love for you.
And my faith in Jesus Christ.
And my faith in Jesus Christ.
May I have the other ring, please? I pray that that when she puts this on you, this beautiful ring, brother, I pray that you remember that Becky is never to be above you and certainly never to be below you, but she is always to be as she is right now by your side. God says, God gives her a beautiful name, helpmate. That's not like chief dishwasher, right? Helpmate, and it's a beautiful word. It's a glorious word from heaven. It means that she now completes you. You complete her because you're joined together. So with all that being said, I pray that you remember, and I know you do, that you're the spiritual leader now. And you've proven it over the years, my friend. And now it's your responsibility, okay? So with all that being said, place this ring, Becky, upon his finger. And as you do, say this to him. With this ring I be wed. It is a token of my love for you.
It's a token of my love for you.
And my faith in Jesus Christ.
And my faith in Jesus Christ.
Would you join hands, please? As a representative of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I now pronounce you one together, one flesh. You are husband and wife, and you may kiss your bride.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, this is probably, out of all my years, the greatest honor. Thank you. The privilege of knowing Becky, Steve. Lord, how wonderful the great things you have done. I rejoice. And we love this couple, and we are so thankful, Lord, for the incredible miracle that you have done. Bless them, prosper them, Lord, and let this be the greatest loving adventure in all of their lives. And bless them. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, the church says,
amen.
Amen. Would you turn and face the congregation, please? Ladies and gentlemen, may I present unto you Mr. and Mrs. Steve King. Amen. Amen. I'm waiting on that music. There you go. Amen. Let's rise, please. Steve and Becky, they want you guys to join them in the back. You can receive them and wish them whatever in just a moment there. But they want you to come back and have a wonderful meal with them. Amen? So the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Have a wonderful rest of this day. The Lord bless the food back there and bless your time here in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. You're dismissed.